Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Yes, first pitch swing, drives one. Deep right field. Gone! He's done it again!
Runs three hits and one error. That ball is hammered down the right field line. Deep, it is gone! A home run! So, Michael Conforto, we wondered about that porch out there, and now he has reached it.
Yeah, he went give up 4 and 6 innings. Like I said, that was kind of a he gave us some singles there in the third, but you know the bunt hurt. You know, he just let Rivera make that play, and it might be a little bit different. But I thought his stuff was good, and Dean's been really good, like you said, the second half. You know, as a catcher, you're feeling, you know, the plate's ground level, so you're not really feeling it, especially with spikes. And I think that he came out a little bit. Maybe a half inch too far, unfortunately, and I thought we created more traffic. Now we're just waiting for some breaks offensively and a chopper to get through and something off the label to fall on the outfield grass. So I'm not getting the breaks right now a little bit, but I thought the at-bats tonight, I thought guys were really engaged in the dugout. I think there was, you know, I thought the at-bats were better tonight.
Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager, after the latest loss for his team, the hometown 9, dropping it 5-3 to the Giants. Rashawn, wherever you are, I guess on your way to Arlington, Texas. You were right. Orioles would be lucky to win 1 out of 3. Trying to avoid the sweep today at 1 o'clock against San Francisco, a team that had lost 4 in a row, been shut out 3 times heading into the series. And they put up 15 runs in 2 games against Baltimore. James McCann, and I have nothing against James McCann personally. I don't know him personally. Or as a ball player, I think he's a guy who knows his role. Understands what his job is. Hey, came through with the Yaz almost had to play in right field, but you know, he contributes when he can. And took a fastball to the face and played the rest of that game. And I get cleats and all. We've all played baseball or softball to some level where you wear cleats. I've never been a catcher. I was always a first baseman or center fielder because I had it like that. But he missed by an inch. And in first glance, we're talking about, if you missed it, everybody, base is loaded, little tapper in front of the plate. Dean Kramer made a nice play, pitches it to McCann for the force, and he wasn't on the plate. And then kind of floodgates after that, and as Brandon Hyde said, you know, who knows how the inning turns out, but just a fundamental breakdown defensively that we've seen from them quite often here since June 20th. And I keep adding the losses to this. They're 8 games under 500. They've lost 8 of 10. 4 straight series now. Nolan, did you know that 10 games ago, before this 8 of 10 hit, they were in first place by 0.5 game? Now here we sit, 10 games later. They're 5 out of the division. Yankees will be clinching, I'm assuming, soon. Yankees have already clinched a playoff spot. 5 out of the division and still holding on to the top wild card. A lot of it has to do with the fact that Kansas City's lost 4 in a row. Here are the Tigers breathing down necks, who will be here this weekend. They're a half game by Minnesota, who lost. We'll get into all of that. But in spite of everything, the Orioles were still in first place in the month of September. And now as we close out, we're in the second half of September. Don't we get too crazy. They're barely holding on to their top wild card spot. They're going to make the playoffs, magic number 6. But what a difference 2 weeks make. They're in first place. Now they're buried in the division.
And that's what makes it even more demoralizing, is that as bad as they were for 2 months, the route was there. The path was clearly there. You had the head-to-head series against the Yankees on the horizon that you knew if you could be within 2 games kind of going into that series, you'd have a good shot to maybe still win the division. And now you just, it's completely gone. So should they have been in that position that late in the season where their hopes were still alive in any other year? Probably doesn't happen, but we talked about the mediocrity of the league this year. That was the case, and they've squandered it. Now, the season's still not done yet. There is technically still time to turn it around. But as I said yesterday, I've lost all hope in their ability to turn it around. I do think they still will make the playoffs. That's not really a hot take, though. 99% chance to make it. But there is a big difference between going into the postseason feeling like you earned your spot, winning the game that clinches your spot in the playoffs, whether it's a division win or the wild card, celebrating in the clubhouse. The Orioles are looking at a situation where the night that they clinch a playoff spot, because, again, it's probably going to happen, the odds are still in their favor, they might lose that night. How do you go back into the clubhouse and celebrate and pop champagne and do all that partying when you've lost eight of your last 10?
All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate here on that one. And in theory, I agree with you. But, you know, getting to the playoffs 2 years in a row is hard. And it hasn't happened for the Orioles in 27 years. So you celebrate that achievement. And they were so good for 2.5 months. They had built up all of this equity that they're cashing it in now. Now, does it affect them moving forward? Hey, we burned up all that home equity stuff. They might even play at home. I mean, they go to Kansas City, for instance, for a 2 out of 3 wild card. Who knows what happens there? But you still appreciate your achievement because you did enough early to earn this spot. And yeah, we're playing in a mediocre age of baseball. The Yankees aren't all that great. The Dodgers aren't that great. Philly's got flaws. I mean, there are a lot of teams that are succeeding. I mean, we're not compared. There's no generational team this year in Major League Baseball. But there are teams like the Orioles that have overcome injuries and other adversities, and have still kind of maintained their status as contenders. And like you, I'm not confident they're going to be able to turn it around because a veteran catcher not getting a forced play, Hester Kerstad, 99% of the time that's a wild pitch, and on the bounce hits him in the foot. So instead of a run scoring, they load the bases and raise your hand if you're not confident the Orioles will succeed with runners in scoring position, 2 for 10 last night. It's almost like they need the other team to give them stuff to achieve it. I mean, even Yastrzemski almost had the ball that McCann hit to right field. And I thought he was going to catch it on the scoop anyway, which would have been a very Oriole-like outcome. But I'm pessimistic mainly because defensively they're not strong anymore. And they just, we don't want to keep beating. The horse isn't dead anymore. It's a pile of dust. There's no horse left. We're just beating what was there. It's all just this big pile of beaten in the dust. They can't score. They can't get the big hits. Gunnar Henderson's frustrations are very evident here. And there are a lot of guys that are in this lineup, Nolan, that just they're in the throes of long slumps who don't seem to be getting anywhere near to getting out of them.
Right. What do they say? Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of what's going on with the Orioles right now. You hit a ball hard. I think it was Ryan O'Hearn hits a ball hard the other way. Third baseman's just barely in position enough to scoop it and make the play. That could have been a double down the line.
Yeah, hell of a play, by the way.
You know, stuff like that. And that sort of adds up. And some of it isn't excusable, like, you know, McCann not stepping on home plate. He'll even probably be the first to tell you. I do that 99 times out of 100, and the one time I don't do it, it ends up costing us detrimentally. So, I don't know. The confidence isn't there. I thought early on last night they were working counts against Birdsong. A lot of guys were finding themselves in full counts before the at-bat concluded. Not a lot of them resulted in a guy getting on base, but their approach, I thought, was acceptable. They just didn't get that breakthrough.
Yeah, 2 for 10 runners in scoring position. So Orioles' offensive woes continue. They scored 3 runs. They haven't scored 5 runs in 2 weeks. It's just been a long, long process for them and the run production. The guys that were hot, Anthony Santander, for instance, is cold. Yeah, he'll hit you a home run every now and again, but where's this 3 for 4? Where's the 2 for 5? Where's the run production in that area? So we'll see how it all unfolds. They're going to make the playoffs. Enthusiasm level is obviously dipped for Orioles fans, but who knows? You know, once you get to October, we'll see. They win 4 in a row going into New York, but are you really confident? I mean, hey, look, Logan Webb's pitching for Detroit for San Francisco tonight. And I don't know if you know everybody. He's pretty good. And then Detroit's coming to town, the hottest team in baseball. And then you go to New York and Minnesota fighting for their playoff lives. So no gimmies for the Birds down the stretch here. But if you want to vent, and not, we're doing a lot of venting. Can't say, hey, you want to praise, you want to look for the positives. Aren't really any positives, other than the fact they're going to make the playoffs, but not even that seems to resonate anymore with the Oriole fans. 410-583-1057. Speaking of venting, Ravens are 0-2, but they're still favored going to Dallas on Sunday, 425. We'll get into that more as the Ravens met with the media yesterday. Oway, Harbaugh, Lamar, and many others. Baltimore trying to get their first win of the season, because I don't need to stress this. If they lose to Dallas, then they're coming home 0-3 to Buffalo. 0-2 teams, small percentage of winning Super Bowls, small percentage of getting the playoffs. 0-3, whoo, it's almost like a stick of fork in them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Territory. Gunnar Henderson leading off at shortstop. Cedric Mullins, center field. Anthony Santander is your DH. Colton Cowser is cleaning up in left field. Adley Rutschman batting fifth behind the plate. You know, if this was last year, I'd be like, bring it on. Ryan O'Hearn batting sixth. Hey, how many runs we scoring today? Five, six? Hester Kerstad's batting seventh in right field. Jackson Holliday. Hey, nice hit. We're going to pinch hit for you. Batting eighth. And then Rivera, Manuel Rivera. Is at third base, batting ninth. Westberg, Arias could be coming back soon. Same with Mountcastle. All of these players, Jorge Mateo, they're all gone and have been for a long time. We're coming up on 2 months since Westberg's played. Arias has been out for, what, 2 weeks? Mountie's been out for a month plus. Mateo's out for the year, unfortunately. And, yeah, he stinks, can't hit, but he brings defense and speed to the equation, something the Orioles are lacking at this point in time. But you got to do what you got to do against Logan Webb, who's 12-2 with a 353. And when he's dealing, and he deals that sinker and gets you grounding into double plays and all that crazy stuff, you're feeling defeated walking back to the dugout. What do you think of that lineup, Nolan, before we get to the phone calls here?
Well, I'm sensing a theme. A lot of left-handed bats there besides Rivera at the bottom. So something tells me it'll get to be a pinch hitter situation
now,
late in the game. There's
no
always
more.
A pinch in
no,
a situation.
No more. I don't want any more of that. You know why they suck against lefties? Because they don't have any right-handed hitters. We just mentioned four that are on the IL and have been out for a while. This Eloy Jimenez, and I'm sure he's a nice guy and a great family man. When it comes to this, it's not personal. It's business. I was against it when they made the trade. And outside of a couple liners to right field early in his tenure, what's he done? This guy should be hitting 35 homers a year, and he hit 33 once. Once. Long, long time ago. And Slater, who's supposed to be good against lefties, he's been bad this year. There's a reason they were all available. And why are we even needing to pick these up? We'll talk to Tony Pente about this 11 o'clock. Hey, how many hitters is Elias drafted over the years? And why are we trading for bats? And I was against the Norby trade from the jump. Boy, he wouldn't be looking good starting second base for you every day right now.
Think about it like this. You're only going to pinch hit seemingly when you get to the bullpen. They okay. might not even get to the bullpen today. Logan Webb could throw a nine-inning shutout.
Oh, there we go. Just take your loss and take your sweep and tell San Francisco had lost four in a row and shut out three of those losses. All right, whatever. Let's get out to the phones. We'll talk Ravens coming back from the next break. Is there one-point favorites? If I'm Dallas, I'm feeling slightly disrespected here. I mean, a winless team coming to my dojo, and they're favored to win, barely, but favored nonetheless. Let's go to Edgewater, bringing Bob. Bob, thanks, Rolly.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Bob. Prayers for Vinny. And,
yeah, man.
Bob, two nights in a row, you didn't even get packed up out of pickles, and it's 1-0 again.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, I hear the crowd cheering. I'm like, did we cheer for? The Orioles aren't even up yet, so that can't be Gunnar Henderson leading off.
Bob, you just stole some of my venting. So, and I know a couple people mentioned this on Twitter or X last night because I was at the game. Pinch hitting Jackson in the bottom of the sixth. The guy you saw nailed the base hit. The third at bat, he nailed that ball. I mean, he tagged it good, right? As soon as Slater walks up out of the dugout, Holiday's head literally drops to the ground. I mean, this kid was deflated. And you talk about a confidence killer. I mean, second time he's done this to Holiday this year when the kid was – yeah, he's hitting 170, whatever. Well, obviously, Slater isn't it much better. And the other thing I want to talk about is somebody yesterday said, let's go get Santander. We got to re-sign Santander.
Mm-hmm.
You can take his 44 home runs and his 95 ribbies. I don't care. Ship them to whoever wants to sign him because last night – There was the two plays. The shortstop made two good plays, but the one play, the first baseman came off of the bag, and if he had hustled just a little bit more, he would have been safe. He just kind of lollygags it. Every time it's a ground ball, he lollygags it down to first base. He's got no hustle, and quite frankly, he may have won a few games for us this year. I'm not re-signing him. If I'm spending money, whatever he's looking for, I'm going to find a hitter on the free agency market. But I don't want Santander back. I'm sorry. I'm done with him.
All right. Yeah.
Lastly, but not least,
yeah.
Bob, everybody's sucking, right?
Yes.
You can't fire the players. And I said this a month ago. These dual hitting coaches, as nice as they are, the one guy was an English teacher from what I read. He played for 1 year in college.
Yeah, this is called a Louisville slugger. Look into it. Yes.
Bob, someone's got to be held accountable. All right, I'm done. Thanks, Bob.
All right, Bob. Bob running hot like Bob Haney is right now. Nolan McGraw, and for Nolan, he's running hot. Trust me. Nolan doesn't go like crazy where he's flailing his arms, but Nolan's feeling the frustrations here because a guy like Nolan, yes, I'm an old geezer. I've seen the Orioles win a World Series. Granted, I was a teenager. I'm turning 60 in about 4 months. But Nolan's never even well, 97, you were what, a year old?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2014, you were a lot old, 18.
Yeah.
So that's as close as you've gotten. And they got swept in that one. This is, I mean, you want them to win. I want the Orioles to win a World Series. Well, for me, because I'm born and raised an Oriole fan. But for people like you and Tim Barbalace and the younger members of the sports staff here at the Fan and our younger listeners who've never even experienced, come close to it, all of those years of sucking, and you thought you were on the verge of it just 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
That's terrible. It's terrible. I got a love-hate relationship with the Orioles right now. And look, you made it through the dark ages. I watched way more Orioles baseball between 2018 and 2021 that's probably healthy for any human being, so I can handle anything.
You were getting waterboarded,
right,
for those
but
3 years.
This past 2 month stretch, in some ways it's almost even more frustrating because they're supposed to be good. At least from 18 to 21, the theme there for most of those years was to lose, so they were accomplishing that. Didn't make it any easier to watch, but I mean, this is just terrible.
Yeah.
And there's nights where, quite frankly, look, we work in sports here, we're very lucky to do so, watch this team, but I get home, I'm like, do I really want to watch this game right now? I do. So do it for work. Still get some enjoyment out of it, but
right,
it's almost a labor at times.
Well, you can't come in and say, I didn't watch the game and have an intelligent conversation
sure
about it, whether they win or not, lose. But that's another story altogether. All right, if you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. Then we'll get to the Ravens. And then we got Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Get his thoughts on the team fading down the stretch. Down the stretch, forget about it. They've been 8 games under 500 for almost 3 months. But what's going on down on the farm? Who are these prospects that have arisen, who are now we're going to be paying attention to going into 2025. Who are these prospects that had high hopes going into this season that were like, oh, man, what happened to you? Oriole Hall of Famer and our colleague here on BBT, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Savo Auto Parts at 11:30. Ravens in Dallas taking on the Cowboys, 1-point favorites there. Over-under is 48.5, so maybe some points on the board. Dallas gets trounced at home by New Orleans last week, and the Ravens were stunned by the Las Vegas Raiders. So both teams in need of a win in a big way. Maryland hosting Villanova Saturday down at CQ Stadium. Terps 20-point favorites in that one. Maryland looking to go 3-1 before they hit the road to Indiana. Villanova's undefeated. Their last game, they edged Towson 14-13. Lots going on in between. Let's get out to the phones. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. We go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's up, Bob? My thoughts and prayers go out to my main man, Vincenzo.
That's what I call him.
Bob, I'm trying to digress because I wanted to say that famous quote that the publisher said on Superman. What was his name?
Oh, J. Jonah Jameson. Spider-Man.
I can't get the one on Superman.
Who was Superman's publisher? The Daily Planet. Wasn't it the Daily Planet?
What is his name? Because his favorite quote was, holy some Jehoshaphat. Because I was talking to Quick Draw, I said, I'm looking for a scenario where the Orioles would actually miss the playoffs, but I couldn't find one. But I told Quick Draw, I said, they'd be lucky if they go, well, it's 10 games left, including today. They'd be lucky to go 4-6, let alone 3-7, because I did say 3-9. But they could wind up with the second wild card. I don't think they could drop all the way down. They could lose every game, because I'm looking who's in the 80 club. There's not too many teams in the 80 club, and they got the 84 wins. And those other teams would have to win 7 out of 10. The leapfrogged Orioles, if they could at least win just 3 more. You know what I mean?
Perry White was the publisher of the
Daily Planet. Did you look it up?
Yeah, I did.
Mr. White. Yeah, holy Jehoshaphat. I was going to say that if they missed the playoffs.
Well, look, Kansas City's lost 4 in a row, or they'd probably already be in that second wild card spot. So the Royals are scuffling at the wrong time. Orioles have been scuffling for quite some time. And the Tigers might be the team that ekes in. It might be the scariest of them all. Now you know why they didn't trade guys like Tarik Skubal, because they're probably, if they make the play, they're like the Orioles were 2 years ago. I don't know about, because the Orioles made that little late run in August into September where they got themselves in wild card and then really blew up last year. I think the Tigers envision themselves being that team where if they get in the playoffs ahead of schedule next year, I guess look out for that.
And rather than the way the Orioles playing, that is discouraging. I'm more mad at what the general manager did. He got away some potential and brought us back, not even leftovers. He brought us back garbage. You know, he traded for garbage. You know, I don't know why he or the Orioles think they can bring guys back from the dead. You know, they're dead as far as I'm concerned, the way they play. But that's what they went out and got. They got rid of some of the future for some of the past, if you get what I mean.
Zach Eplin's been outstanding for them.
That's the only one.
Who's pitching today?
I was going to get to that. But you name me one other. Somebody told me Soto's playing a better second base. Is he? Is he? Right. Took too long to answer. Right. Everybody else they brought in.
Well, he's good with the glove, limited with the stick. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. But all I'm saying is Michael Lies, he made a couple boo-boos. But anyway, like he said, we're not on his trajectory. He wasn't planning for the Orioles to win no World Series this year. We are. No, not even me. I ain't even going to include myself and all these people out here in Baltimore because of what they did last year. They saying, oh, it's World Series. I think I said Super Bowl. Excuse me.
Well, they were that good. Hey, but Joe, let's be honest. Yeah. For 2.5 months, they had the best record in baseball.
Yes.
So they followed it up by playing as well as any team, and then injuries hit them, and the injuries are a factor here.
Yes.
But the offensive decline and the infield defense just crapping the bed.
Catastrophic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's unheard of. But anyway, Paul, thanks for letting me vent. And I'm going to call Vinny up later and see if they ain't had to crack him open again like an egg.
They're going through the old testicular area, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, they're going through the veins.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to send him a crab cake.
I'd be more afraid of that, to be honest with you.
No, send him a crab cake. That'll make him feel better.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
All right, Bob. Take it easy.
All right. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fed. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off. Next couple of days, let's go to Tom and Rising Sun. Tom, what's up?
Hey, Bob and Mr. McGraw. How y'all doing today?
Doing all right, dude.
I'm on my way down. You're not going to be there today, I guess, right?
Nah, we'll be here. By the time I roll into Glen Burnie, it'll probably be the seventh inning. Nah, we'll be there tomorrow for the final regular season BBT.
You're not going to be. I'll be down this Sunday. But anyway, to continue on the Chicago verse, we all have time enough to cry. Oh, come on, man. They got to step. Oh, man. I'm your age, and I watched them when they were great. I watched them when they stunk, and I really thought this year was going to be it. And what are you going to do? I mean, a lot of injuries, but still.
Well, you need your stars to carry you. And look, with the Yankees now, I mean, the Judge got hot after being cold for a couple of weeks. Soto's been consistent all year long. Rizzo gets the big hits like he did last night. I mean, Gerrit Cole hasn't been great. Their closer's been terrible for Clay Holmes for the better part second half of the season, but they're finding ways to. How about the win last night? They're up 2-1 in the 10th. Julio Rodriguez, the bat flips out of Arozarena's hands as he strikes out, and he moves off the base to avoid getting hit with the bat, and he gets picked off third. I mean, what the hell? I mean, they're just. And then the Robles tries to steal third base the other night, or steal home, rather, on a 3-0 count. All sorts of crazy things are benefiting New York. They're helping themselves, where the Orioles aren't getting breaks, and they're beating themselves.
Yeah, they are. You're right. And man, I don't even know. Even if we can get Westberg back and Rodriguez back, I don't know, man. I want to win. You know that. Me and you have been down there a lot of the years together. But, man, it's going. But blood, sweat, and tears is better than Chicago.
Oh.
So if you do some of that for me,
all right.
Yeah, they're better. But, all right, Bob.
All right, Tom.
Going. And, hey, go Vinny. Hope he feels better, man. All right.
All right, Tom and Rising Sun. Blood, sweat, and tears. There's a request from the late 60s, early 70s. Haven't had that before, but they were a big deal too, like Grand Funk. I mean, there were a lot of these bands when I was growing up that were you thought were as big as the Beatles. They weren't. Chicago, though, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. The other two, not really, but they had their time in the sun, and Blood, Sweat, and Tears was one of them. So get that rolling. Nolan McGraw, if you're on the phone, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. It is Total Request Thursday. Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Coming up 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. What happened in this day historically? World of sports. What's happening currently? Get into that. Mike Bordick, talk about the struggling birds because he's an Oriole Hall of Famer. Find out the news from the Nets. We got Harbaugh. We got Lamar. We got everybody talking about the Cowboys. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us previewing Dallas and Baltimore. Ravens land one on the road. Zach Eflin is on the hill for the Orioles, 5-2 with a 2.22 here in Baltimore, 10-9, 3.55 overall. Logan Webb, 12-10, 3.53. He is on the hill for the Giants, who are going for the sweep against the Orioles. Get on out of here. Ravens a point favorite in Dallas. We'll get into all of that and more, but let's get back to the phones. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, go get Chris and Arnold. Chris, thanks for holding. What's up?
Yeah, I know I haven't been around as long as you guys. I'm only 34 years old, but the Orioles have been historically bad my whole entire life.
There you go.
Like, you guys all thought this was going to be the year that we turned it around, but it's like Hyde is looking like Harbaugh's. He's looking dumbfounded in the dugout. Like, what am I doing? Like, come on, you're our manager. You got to make, like, better decisions. It's like, come on, we can't have two Baltimore sports teams with coaches, like, looking like that. It's not a good look. Like, I mean, we already – like thought that the Super Bowl, the World Series was in contention this year. And it's like the Orioles shouldn't have fallen off this much. It's like, did trading Norby and whatever mess up, like whatever they built in the farm system. And then they brought in, I'm not saying anything like with the older veterans and Spanish guys and all that, but did the chemistry in the locker room change and people like, you know what I mean? The team doesn't have that like Orioles magic to it anymore.
I mean, they're just the mojo. And that's a word that, Elias used a couple of days ago. McCann repeated it. Their mojo's gone. I think injuries had a lot to do with it. Look, Adley Rutschman's been terrible since late June, and what happened there was he got plunked in the hand. And when he got hit in the hand, he was hitting 300 with 15 homers. His OPS was over 8. He earned that all-star nod as catcher, starting catcher. But since then, he's been a below-average ball player. So maybe he's playing hurt, but not having Mountcastle driving in runs. Granted, he doesn't hit the homers like he used to. Mateo's speed and defense. Westberg was an all-star. He's been out of lineup for 2 months. But I think the guys that have been playing, their inconsistencies are destroying them. And the bullpen, let's be honest, had been all that great all year long. Kind of knew that was going to be the case. But this bad, I don't think anybody expected that.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping they didn't sign Kimbrel because, like, I watched the NLCS and him get destroyed, like, lost the Phillies, the NLCS, and their chance to be in the World Series. And I'm like, there's other options out there. We're bringing in a guy with no gas left in the tank. It's like typical Orioles move. Like, they don't ever want to sign a veteran that can actually help the team. They always go for, like, old, washed-up players that they can, like, think they can fix and get better and rejuvenate their career. But, like, we just need one or two people that are starters, or not even starters, that can come off the bench who have MLB experience, been in the playoffs. But it's like, I know we have young team and all that stuff, but you need to mix in some young talent and some veteran leadership to help them get.
Or, Chris, and we're now in, what, September 18th, 19th, excuse me, 10 games left. How about Gunnar and Santander get hot? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, how about your best players
start playing like all-stars right now, which you need to
do? Yeah, it would be nice, but I don't know. Like, does their hitting coach need to, like, get fired?
Because
I know he only has minor leagues.
It's,
like, yeah,
it's plural.
Co-coaches. Yeah, co-coaches. It's like, I see the Mariners brought in Edgar Martinez. Like, do we just need to get in, like, a Hall of Famer to, like, get our guys to take
better at that? Seattle's been. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And he's down on Hyde. He's down on Harbs. Oh, Harbaugh is, like, villain number one here in Baltimore this week. But, you know, Seattle's been terrible offensively all year long. And they brought Edgar in. And then remember last year, the Yankees sucked offensively, and they brought in Sean Casey. So desperate times call for desperate measures doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the results. For the first 2.5 months, the Orioles led the majors in homers, led the majors in OPS. They led the majors in runs scored. They led the majors in runs per game. I mean, this was for 2.5 months, not for 2.5 weeks, 2.5 months. So whatever we were doing was working. Injuries and other players just falling off dramatically has led to this demise. And the young guys obviously aren't ready for this sort of push. Mayo looks lost at the plate. Jackson Holliday, with the exception of that little week and a half run, he looks lost at the plate. I mean, Adam Frazier was a veteran guy who could help you in situations. Aaron Hicks, veteran guy. They played like veterans. The young dudes right now are just overwhelmed. And look, Gunnar came up in August of 22, but he's a different breed. That guy's a stud. That guy's winning gold gloves and MVPs before his story is written. All right, we got one call. Yeah, that's it. Go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What up, Bob?
Well, you said one out of three, man. So I will tip it. If I was wearing a hat, I'd be tipping it to you reluctantly, but doing it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the one we should have won was the one yesterday, man, because I don't know about today with Webb on the mound. And I know we got Efflin out there, but, you know we can't score.
Well, they're one of the worst offensive teams in baseball, the Giants. They had lost four in a row coming into Baltimore and been shut out in three of those losses. I mean, this is crazy time.
It is, man. Like, see, I missed you the other day down there when I went to the game, man. I pulled up.
Yeah, we were inside, and I love pickles, but, you know, all that man sweat, I got to get out of there sooner or later.
I had a nice bottle of that cognac, that Hennessy would be, man.
What?
You know, I was going, you know, the hen doggy dog, man. No, switched it up, you know, but the Hennessy gets you a little aggressive, Bob. You got to stay away from that, man.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I want to
Jägermeister, though, all bets are off. Yeah,
man. Off the Orioles now. Everybody worry about them, man. You know, it's like we can't do nothing about the injuries and everything. So it is what it is at this point. But I'm nervous about this game Sunday, Bob. I mean, we got to win this one. No.
Now, who's we? I don't really know which direction you go with the Cowboys and Ravens. Are we going Baltimore or we Dallas?
The Ravens.
There we go.
Yeah, we the Ravens, slip. Man. Yeah. No, man. You know we can't go 0-3 with this schedule coming up, man. With the Bills and the Bengals.
No way.
Yeah, I mean we got to find a way. Though I'm just nervous about you know how they're going to stop Micah Parsons. How they going to contain CeeDee Lamb. Is Lamar going to throw the Trayvon Diggs side? You know, it's going to be, man, I just hope we can pull it off some type of way.
Yeah, Staley didn't practice yesterday. Wiggins didn't practice. Van Noy, Hamilton. So they were minus a few. Deez Isaac was back. And, you know, the pass rush, which we thought was going to be a concern, has not really been a concern through the first 2 weeks. The secondary's been kind of bad, you know?
Oh, that bum
and the offensive line stinks, yeah.
Yeah, I just hope they don't put Marlon on CeeDee Lamb, man. It's going to be a long day, man. He might go viral again.
I saw Trippy's video, and I got to run. Rashawn, you stay safe out there in Dallas, man. And, yes, we means Baltimore. We means Baltimore. Don't forget that. But, yeah, Trippy was giving old Marlon Humphrey the business there after Sunday's game. You saw that one, didn't you?
I did. I thought it was hilarious. So Trippy's on hold. We should get him real quick if we can.
We have time. It's 57. We'll you make the call.
We'll squeeze him in.
All right, let's do it. Let's get Trippy in here. Trippy, what's going on? Trippy in Baltimore.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man? You got to tell Marlon Humphrey stop putting more effort in that podcast and get on that field, man. Because you heard what he said after that. Why? He said, man, I got to get to the Super Bowl. I got to get to the Super Bowl. Come on, Flock. I got to get to the Super Bowl. But look, hey, Bob, I look at it like I just was asking Nolan, like, was I wrong for what I did? I ain't cussed the dude. I was just saying, well, I'm a diehard fan, man. Sure. I travel to the games, all that. Like, you got to understand, right? Look, for instance, right? I'm going to go to the Cincinnati game week 5, right? I'm going to drive. Switch come to shove, the Ravens lose, right? All they got to do is hop on the flight. They'd be back home before me. Guess what I got to do? Drive down 70. Listening to the Ravens lost, and that hurts. But hey, what's up with the Orioles though, Bob? Man,
well, they can't score runs. Their defense is a little shaky. Their bullpen's debatable. Other than that, everything's fine. The magic number 6, Trippy. They're going to make the playoffs. Their stay could be brief, to say the least. But with the Ravens, I'm not pressing any panic buttons yet. But they lose to Dallas, then you got Buffalo coming in, and you mentioned the Cincinnati trip. Then this season could be over before we get to November, and that's not what anybody envisioned.
But let's just hope that everything play out well. Hopefully the Orioles can make a run like the Texas Rangers. I mean, not the Texas Rangers. Who they played last year? The Diamondbacks.
Well, Texas and Arizona, yeah. Well, they got to – yeah, hey, Trippy, we got to get top of the hour, man. Appreciate the call. And look, he gave Marlon the business, didn't use profanity, which is good. Because then you're crossing lines. I mean, look, the players don't like being heckled to begin with, but when you start cussing at them, that kind of cross. And if you throw things, then you're like, you deserve to be like slapped. But Trippy kept it respectful, even though he was abusing him greatly, for sure. But the Orioles, hey, look, if they can get hot, it'd be great. You know, winning today would obviously get them pointed in the right direction. I don't know. I mean, I'm just as flummoxed as the rest of the people out there with the birds, both of them, of Baltimore. We'll come back, reset the program here on The Fan.